Because you can't get the jobs of tomorrow until you get the skills of today. Start by calling ITT Technical Institute.
All 137 ITT campuses across 39 states have been closed after the U.S. Department of Education barred the for-profit from enrolling new students who depend on federal aid. The sanctions came after ITT's accrediting agency threatened to withdraw accreditation. According to the Department of Education, ITT received an estimated $580 million in federal money last year.
We watched it with everyone else, and our first reaction was, man, this is really tough on these students. We started talking about what we could do to help these students out because a lot of them are going to want to continue their education somewhere else.
T.J. Rollins is principal at George Stone. The closing affects about 200 students in the Pensacola area out of 45,000 nationwide, plus ITT's workforce. GSTC offers certificated programs, many along the same lines of study as offered by ITT. Counselors are standing by.
Meet with the students, find out what it is that they want to do as far as their career path goes and how those can relate to our programs. We'll then sit down with them and go through the credits that they've earned over at ITT and see how that would transfer over to our programs as far as competencies completed, courses completed, things of that nature.
Since GSTC is a clock hour institution and ITT a credit hour institution, Rollins says they have to look at the substance of what their students have done and how that can be applied as credit to the George Stone programs. Another step is letting them know what's available, such as four different computer technology programs.
Computer systems and information technology, we have cybersecurity, we have network support services, and of course network systems administration as well. So we would want to find out what line they want to go through, and then take those credits that they've earned over there and just let them know how many hours we can give them credit for and get them started.
Rollins says their programs differ from those at ITT, but he adds that they're still in their students' fields of study.
And we can offer you the opportunity to earn a completion certificate, also industry certifications, and help you make those connections into jobs in our area.
The cost factor is totally different with GSTC, a nonprofit institution that's part of the Escambia County School District. Compared to the for-profit status of ITT, Rollins says their costs are lower and they offer financial aid.
If they were a Pell Grant recipient where they were at, they can just go into their form online that they have and put in the code of our institution, have it sent here, and we can review it with our financial aid department and let them know what they would qualify for here.
Many of the students at George Stone who qualify for financial aid are able to pay for their entire program because of the low cost. And besides funding, George Stone principal T.J. Rollins says they also offer open enrollment, which is not bound by the calendar.
We enroll students at the beginning of every month, so they won't have to wait till January till another semester opens up at some of the other colleges that offer only semester enrollment, which I think is really important to these students. Right now, they're probably sitting out there saying, okay, what do I do? What do I do tomorrow? You know, where do I go from here?
More information on available programs is at georgestonecenter.com. An online application form is there, along with links about the Career to a Year programs. ITT students can call 850-941-6200, extension 2129. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.